And everyone present today, let me start by acknowledging that today probably is the second session of the Presidential Investment Conference. The first one was last year.
Yeah.
Yes. And hopefully we will wait with eagerness in terms of the outcomes. And also congratulate one of my dear friends, Ms. Doctor. I know him with Sputler. Those who know him on the new task given. Jose as a head of the investment projects, but also the sad news of the passing away of the MEC in Gauteng for social development. It's just one of those things that do happen. But I think it's also appropriate to congratulate the Springboks on a job well done and well executed, and the pride of the nation. I will end there, not on private wealth. I will not talk on private wealth, those the commercialization part of the sport, I will not venture to that. Let me leave to others. Honourable members, we've got a very short, hopefully, program guided by us. Last time, I must say, in as much as I've got no intentions to go back, I was a bit disappointed that we couldn't agree just on one item that we're supposed to dispense with. And as I said again, I wish to urge everyone that we please do everything possible for the best interest of the country. We have a task when we are here to perform to the maximum expectations of our people. And hopefully today we will do exactly that. We've got a set of minutes after we've dealt with the report on the oversight visit to entities. We've got sets of minutes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We've got 13 sets of minutes that we have to deal with them. They will require maturity from all of us. So when we deal with those minutes. But first, as I've said, we'll have to start with the oversight report to the entities. I hope members, they do have them at your disposal. Now you've got about 2 weeks or a weekend or something. It can't be that difficult. Any apologies?
Good morning, members and the guests. I've got apology from Mr. Volmarans and Mr. Mylan. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Someone has with
that.
Hi. Okay.
Honorable members, let's go to the oversight report, that is 26 to 30 August.
Honorable members, let's first deal with the body. Any issues that members want to talk to in terms of the body of the report, which goes up to page, am I correct, 23? Yes. Any matter there? From page 1 up to page 23, before 4 points, before 4, which is observations. Honorable Mahlaule.
Chair, thanks very much, Chair. Just a few things, really, they don't change the essence of the report. On 3.1, paragraph 1, sentence number 6. I am of the view that it should be Deputy Minister, if I'm correct, because we are saying that the Deputy Minister briefed us. But when we get there, we say, regarding entities reporting to the department, the minister stated that there are serious governance issues. I'm of the view that it should be deputy minister, because we were briefed by deputy minister and not the minister. On the same vein, Chair, the second paragraph,
furthermore,
sorry?
The one with furthermore.
Yeah, furthermore, should be Deputy Minister as well. And the last sentence, on that very same paragraph, where the Minister also raised a concern about many acting positions, should be Deputy Minister. The third paragraph, Chair, I am of the view that Minister Mantashe had indicated that when the department reports in April 2020, not 2019, because in 2019 we were not a committee, it would report that it would report as one department. Chair, 3.2.3. I think it's let me locate the sentence. Just bear with me, Chair. The first sentence, state-funded geological mapping in South Africa started more than 50 years ago, before the formation of the, I think one of the should be removed. Chair, 3.2.5, on the strategic outlook of CGS, bullet point number one, I think it should be securing a sustainable funding model for the council instead of mode. Bullet point number two, it should be digitally migrate all geoscience data, not date. The last paragraph, Chair, on that strategic outlook of CGS, sentence number one reads, in addition to the above, Mr. Mabuza presented a number of projects that the CGS is involved in instead of involved in. 3.2.6 bullet point number one, the funding model is unsustainable instead of unsustainable, if my English serves me well. Bullet number okay, let's pass there and go to the organizational structure, the challenges and emerging risks. That's 3.3.1.3. Bullet point number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It starts with legislative challenges. It says leave the shaded the bold, and we start with according to NERSA, the organization structure is impacted by how the regulator is organized, not by the how regulator is organized.
By the way, it should also say the organizational structure.
Yes.
As impacted upon.
3.5.2. Bullet point number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Am I correct with 5? Just a minute, Chair. What I know is this, in that sentence there must be some China issue. One, two, three, four, five. There's a point, Chair, is there, that I missed the bullet that says, okay, 3.5.2, China is world's top. That's not world as in world. There is an R missing there.
What is it?
3.5.2 under PELCOM. Bullet point number 5. The sentence that starts with China. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just on the visit to Mintec, what I don't see there is when any report from them where they explain to us that their research staff was too low versus the support staff. Thank you.
No, I think we can, I don't think it's a big deal. It can be added as a report, but...
It can be added as a report because that's what they reported. In terms of what they say, the global practice, they were too lean on the scientific side of research compared to the support. I think that end we can add. But also I think we'll have to check whether on the observation is there, because I don't think we disagree with them. We saw it with our own eyes. So I think we can also add it on the observations. And the only thing was whether do we recommend natural attrition or what, because they made a proposal of what they think, that their primary focus will be a recruitment on more on the scientific side, but also there was an issue about the experience that was quite eluding them. Okay. Having said so, can we go to Honorable Marin?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm full of clarity on page 19, bullet 3, visit to state diamond trader. And understand the entity is only able to purchase fun of mine, which includes all qualities. Low fun of mine. That's just still.
Fun of mine.
Oh, okay.
I read the wrong piece, but I know it's fun of mine.
Yeah,
I need to bring the
okay. Members, can we look at the observations and the recommendations? Any matter that you want to raise, you are allowed.
Chair, the point that was raised by Honorable Phillips, I can see it's probably supposed to be the last bullet point, where it says MINTEC needs to adjust its human resource strategy to ensure that it continue to increase the proportion of its core in relation to its support staff. I don't think it directly mean what Honorable Philip was raising. If it does, to a layman reading a report and who did not visit MINTEC would not understand the point that we wanted inserted there. I'm not sure whether I make sense, Chair.
You see, you do. By the way, I think it makes more sense when you look at the observation. At least it gives you your observation on page. Where is that page? 23. Yeah. Yes, if you look, you look on the last one. We might have to just talk to that, where it says MINTEC does not have adequate skills, capacity, capabilities, and resources required for its enhanced purpose and strategic direction. it, at least it talks about the required skills and the capacity and capabilities as well as resources. Honorable Phillips and Honorable Matal.
Thanks, Chair. The only thing is it doesn't actually speak to the imbalance that they're experiencing at the moment between their research staff and the support staff.
Chair, I'm not sure whether it's because I'm reading these things from electronic copy. I don't see the separation of the body and the observations. I just read and there's a repetition of what I read in headed MINTEC, there's another MINTEC elsewhere. So I suggest that there be something that indicates that now we are on observations, just as it is flagged on when we go to recommendations. It's clear now we have entered the recommendations, but it does. There's no departure from the body to introduce the observations. Maybe in another copy, that is hard copy, it's there. It's not here in the electronic one.
It's not there.
No. Check the last heading that departs from the body is 3.4.1.2 that speaks of challenges. From there you just move down. There's nothing that highlights that we have now entered.
Mine.
Oh, there is.
Point four.
Yes.
Then it says mineral resources. It goes that down. The point I was saying on MINTEC, maybe we can add. We can add the point that Honorable Phillips was talking about, maybe, and say in particular the what do we call it?
Imbalance.
But it must be clear that the imbalance reflects that there is less on the core, on the scientific core and the support staff. Can you find a better English? If we say in particular the imbalance on the side which is more skewed towards support staff compared to the scientific core function, research compared to the research capabilities, something to that effect, because the point there was that on the research side, they are very mean, but when it comes, there is more on the support system. So we can put it that in particular the imbalance, which is more on support staff compared to the research requirements, and we'll leave it like that. And then I don't know whether we shouldn't take that very same sentence and make it a recommendation that even if you keep the point that says the point we're raising, Honorable, where it says MINTEC need to adjust its human resource strategy with a specific focus on increasing its research capacity, and then we can then leave it. Then it says its research capacity in proportion to its core function as compared to the support staff. Will that be in? Okay. And if our record they didn't hear, they will go to the record and ask for. Okay.
Honourable Member, are we done? Any other matter that you want to raise, Honourable Malin?
Also on the observations, Chair, page 24, I think it's what the Honourable corrected with the day under NERSA, it's bullet 2. According to NERSA, the organizational structure is impacted by the how they...
On bullet point, I'm not sure whether the observations we're making. I think it's where it says Pelchem SOC Limited is the only fluorochemical production, sales and distribution company in the Southern Hemisphere. So what? Shouldn't we have something in extension, whether which should be whatever? Honorable Marshall.
Chair, actually you have hit it in the nail that there should be an overrider. That point was made because we're making a point that Fluorospar should be designated as a what do you call that?
Strategic
mineral, just like in China, US and the European Union. That's the point that we were making there. So instead of it stopping there, let it continue to say a rider is.
Shouldn't we put that as on the recommendation though? And maybe say our observation is not maximally utilized to its capacity, to its potential. And then as a recommendation is what you say, that it be designated as a, what you call it?
Strategic mineral.
Yes. Do you agree with that, Honourable Member?
Yes.
Okay. It, which is not utilized to its maximum potential, and then we put as a recommendation the other side that it be designated as a strategic mineral.
And Chair, can I make a point that it be designated as a strategic mineral, just like, because you say just like China, America and so forth, because in our
global trend.
Yes.
Okay.
My only thing, guide me, honorable members, two entities, and I don't know how we put it and what could have been the reason. I'm just taking pause now. Somewhere, both, because we went to this one, both NERSA and what is it? NERSA and CEF. I think somewhere in our observation it must reflect, because the reason we asked them to come back again was on the basis of what we discovered. So that when we deal with the minutes, the minutes can reflect as an outcome. So I don't know. That's why, boss, anyone who can help us. Somewhere in NERSA, either we say on our own observations that there were serious what do you call it, governance and administrative challenges. Equally, at CEF, we can say the same thing, including the question of financial management. And then we can then say that part of the recommendation was that they should appear again in front of the committee on the specific days that the committee would ask them to do. Then the minutes will flow and reflect. It's just fortunate that by the time we adopt the report, they have already appeared. But it doesn't change that in our it was our recommendation that they should appear, and I think some with the union also given an opportunity to make their own submission. I thought, because if it doesn't reflect on the report, somebody may stand and say, but you never recommended that we must reappear in front of the committee. Honorable Mahlaule and then Honorable Phillips.
Thanks, Chair. I think I fully agree with you. Fortunately, I read the minutes. There is a reflection of such. So it would help that even in the report, such is reflected so that it corresponds with what the minutes are saying.
Honorable Phillips.
Thank you, Chair. I just wonder if it would be possible for us to use the word concerns rather than challenges, because we were concerned about the way that the management style and their cash flow. We were concerned about the challenges they were experiencing, just so that we can reflect the fact that there was an issue from our side, that we weren't happy with what they were presenting.
Anything for me, except that I just ran out of a stronger word. So any word for me, it's okay. Some of sitting here, they may not even be challenges, but clear weaknesses. And reckless, to some degree, recklessness. But I think we can take the part of the concern. But remember, we're making observations. You see? So we must observe that there were serious weaknesses as far as governance and financial management is concerned, as a point of accountability. I think we can do that, and then we would then state on the other side that especially on next, I will state too that stakeholders, in particular the unions, were given an opportunity to present in front of the committee equally, at least in CEF, it will only be CEF. Okay, honorable members, if we, having said so, you know, yesterday I was reading something called, what is it? News 24. Unfortunately, I'm cited on as if it's what I said, when it's what the committee said. I can stand by it. But I can see this interpretation that there is no board at NEXA is interpreted by others compared. Now I'm tangent. You are on the IRP part. There is a long letter, I think somebody wrote in response to what others have written, and all of us as the committee were included. And then the other one had written, I don't know, from 2016, 2017, the finances were okay. But how this issue of whether that there is no board is being interpreted is completely not what we said. But it's okay, because it makes no material difference anyway. But it's quite interesting that the more things are going, the more one is beginning to understand some of the things that are taking place. And that's why I always say, when you go somewhere, it's better when you go knowing nothing, because you are more strategic to deal with things more objectively than when you have. But I think I'm getting, day by day, I'm getting to know what's happening, and it's quite interesting. Okay, having said so, any move of the report with the amendments made, Honorable Maling?
Chairperson, this is being very good. The next is a correct observation. Are we even done with the recommendation?
Done, but you are allowed.
No, Chair, there are just few typo errors.
Okay.
Page 30, first bullet. The Department of Mineral Resources and Energy should accelerate the process of appointing a board that will be able to form quorum. The board after quorum should be removed there for the entities to ensure proper governance of the entities and their subsidiaries. Do you say that? To form quorum board. You'd rather say if you want to say the board to correct, but I don't think it should be there. Then the third bullet, the DMR.
By the way, before you say so, that's why I said I'm allowing. You don't appoint the board; you appoint board members.
Mm.
You appoint board members so that it addresses that you are not talking about one board. Because if you say board,
then you should appointing a board member.
Members. So okay. That's yeah.
Then bullet three.
Who would be able to form
a quorum
for the entity, so that you are talking not to one entity.
Mm.
Okay.
Bullet three. The DMRE should ensure that the perceived overlapping due for finalization during the sixth parliament are submitted. The perceived overlapping of mandates between the entities reporting to the department are, not is, are fully, because it's what we've tested, Chair. I think I saw just those two, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, Honorable Malinga is correct. I wanted to make that point as well. However, I do not see any problem with the DMRE should ensure that perceived overlapping of mandates between the entities stays the same. But when we go to the entities reporting to the department, it should be fully addressed during the merger process, because those are many mandates that are overlapping, it's not one.
My only
word, which is why I gave you, we should be in recommending, we shouldn't doubt what is there. Even if you don't, why don't we take out complete, because when you perceive something, to just say DMR should ensure that overlapping mandates, because that's what they must address, where there are overlapping mandates. Not then say the DMR should ensure that overlapping mandates between, so we take that out, because all what we're saying, where there is an overlapping mandate, let that be addressed. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I agree with the twin entities reporting to the department are fully, I agree on that one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Danorod Malina?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Any move of the report with the amendments and corrections made and additions? Honorable Malinga.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move that we adopt the report with all the amendments that we have made.
Honorable, were you seconded?
Honorable, yes, Chair, I second the adoption of the report.
Any objection? Honorable Phillips?
It's not an objection, Chair. It's just the Democratic Alliance would like to reserve their right. Thank you.
They're abstaining. Okay.
Let's go to the minutes. We start with the
minutes of the 20th August. Page 1. Yes.
Just bear with me, I don't see pages here. But when I read, I noted one point, if you allow me.
Okay. I'm running away from not seeing pages, but it's okay.
But
the bullet points, page 1,
yes,
is only
I can.
The attendance. Page. Mm-hmm. And then page 2 is one opening and welcome up to
members.
Up to, yes, members raised the following concerns or whatever. But let me allow you, because I'm sure you will.
No, we're going fine. I just have a point in 5.1.
Yeah, now you are helping. Okay. We'll tell you when we're on 5.5.
Okay.
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, that's 5.1.
Thanks, Chair. There's just one small issue in 5.1, bullet 3. Why did NUM lost its members to AMCU? I think it should be, why did NUM lose its members to AMCU?
Okay, I saw that. I can say there's nothing
as offered as to write minutes like this one. Because you need to capture as many even questions of clarity. Under normal circumstances, these minutes would have been much shorter than... But because we were probing, that's when the difference it will be. And page 13... I don't think there's something that is a contradiction, though. It says the response bullet point 1. NUM loses members because it is growing at a rapid pace. The union needs to control the ratio of members to organizers to keep it decent. I think the answer that if I were to follow that, by the way, I don't think they were saying they considered that they are losing members. They considered that they have lost members because of they are victims of their own growth, that they were unable to match the service of membership with the type of human resource in terms of organizer. It was the ratio of organizer vis-a-vis the membership to service. That's what they said they picked up. So we can correct that and put it in that perspective, that they have lost members because they were unable to match their rapid growth as they were growing. They didn't have enough personnel that will service members. And then take out the issue of dissent. It was to keep up to pace with their growth. But as we have said, I think here we should say the union. No, we have done that. We should say the union does not know, even if we use it, does not know. So the gold, the international syndicate in the gold sector, so that the left following statement also on illegal mining in gold, especially in gold, talks to the syndicates. We can include that. If no other matter, honorable members, any more of the minutes? Honorable Milangul.
Can I move?
With the amendment.
Okay. Switch it off. Any seconder? Honorable Kula?
No, I second the move.
Okay. Done. Yes. Okay. Next set of minutes. It's a 21st. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3.
Which one is
here? Eh?
2.2.
Yes.
I think Lapagu response is we can't talk as if this was in a past tense, the first bullet. And come up, I think it should be come up, not came up with the definition. In terms of junior miners definition, some that ask the Mineral Policy and Energy Center to conduct research and came up with a definition. It's supposed to be come up. Come up.
Okay. And to come up with a definition. If it was came up, then you would have had to include the definition. Mm-hmm. Bullet point 1, boss. On responses 2.2. And to come up. Okay. Any other matter? Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. page 9. Jacoba,
Makuba Slab. Page 7, Chair.
Okay.
7.1. Shouldn't SONA be like it's an acronym? Because it's the state of the nation, not as if it's a name.
Capital letters?
Yes, capital letters.
Okay.
Yes.
Page 7. First sentence, SONA, President SONA message. What does it mean?
State of the nation.
Restructuring of ESCOM is contained in the President's SONA
message.
Does that go far enough in addressing challenges faced by the group? Or is it does it go enough to address?
Yeah.
And then be a question.
Correct.
Question.
Question, sir.
Yes. So doesn't that go far enough to in addressing challenges faced by the group, which is that EIUG. Okay.
Second, could you check?
Yes, madam.
World class system operator mentioned ESCOM. It's dysfunctional. Is that correct? I understand. It shouldn't mentions world class system operator mentions ESCOM as dysfunctional.
But remember, it's you, if you take that thing, it's you who are raising concerns. I would have suggested. So then we take that thing out.
Yeah.
Accept someone. You know, you are. I'm not
saying accept if I can get, so that I don't have my own notes. That, but accept if there is a member who can remember what was the meaning of that. But for me, I think we should just take out this, because we are dealing with members. The issues that were raised by members in seeking questions of clarity and so forth. So I would find it very difficult to know what was this concern raised here.
Also, plate for check. Do you consider salaries as operational costs?
I can live with point 4. I'm trying to think with the member who would have raised the issue. Let's say a member would have raised an issue with regards the world class system operator mentioning ESCOM and then dysfunctional. That's why I'm saying I don't see the meaning, and who would have raised that? Can you take this out? Again, the question here, I think what you say, Honorable Malinga, as a concern was whether the focus on ESCOM in cutting staff will address the current crisis of job losses.
we will reformulate that again, because I understand what you are saying, but the question was on the question of cutting off staff. I suspect but that person who asked that question is in the house, because that issue was that in that submission there was a matter about cutting of staff by ESCOM in part of what was being proposed, and members were concerned that we are currently facing with job losses. This will but be managed, but we will reformulate it exactly in the manner that it was. Honourable members, please, 8. Page 9.
8, yes.
Not being time to check. Oh, it's mine.
Yeah. Bullet 2, Chair. Privatization of the current plan does entail privatization. Hence, it is in line with the proposal. Because Masi Fundalanji, in Jengoba, it's written, it does not make sense. I think there are prepositions that we need to insert there.
Probably in the current plan.
Or what?
No, it's supposed to be a restructure
of the current plan.
In the current plan does entail privatization. Mm. Remember, it's not them, it's them who are responding on your concerns that you raised as members.
Restructuring in the current plan does entail privatization. Hence, it is
in line with their proposal.
Yeah. There.
Yes, with their proposal.
Here you see, yeah.
Go on, we're going over the rainbow. They are very actually, I'm signing for them. Actually, I'm playing, and I'm not doing it. Why do you come from the size? Okay, page 9.
Page 8, Chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Petro SA. I think it's bullet 8.11234566. With regard to Petro SA, why do you think an approach that has been tried for many years and failed, can it work now? Need a fundamental new approach. Let's put it.
The concern that was raised was that in Petro SA, what you currently have is the same approach that has been tried before for many years and it had failed. Remember, if a member was raising the issue, the question was, why do you think it can still work now, or is there no need for a new approach, fundamentally new approach? You're right. That one, you're right. And I know. Then I was again and wish you that they were. Honorable Phillips.
Thank you, Chair. I think if we just change it to then and failed, can work now, take the it out. And then is there a need for a fundamental new approach?
Is there no need?
Now, is there a need for a fundamental?
Remember what raised that question. Asking from the
presentation
that were made by Sawaka. So the question was, is there no need for a new fundamental approach? When they were raised, the concern was that why, when you have tried it before and it had failed, why now do you think it can still work? Don't you need a new fundamental approach? So it's a question raised by a member. Honorable
Chair, 8.1, bullet point 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About 45%, brackets owned by Total of licensing rights are not with SA on the proposed oil project. There's a full stop, no closed bracket. How have South Africans as custodians are not benefiting, open bracket, as per preamble of the SA Constitution, closed bracket. Mr. Ntlego is the only South African beneficiary. The rest is owned by the Canadian. I raised this question, and I did not raise it this way. I think it needs to be revisited. I raised the point, Chair, that we are told that about 45% is owned by... In fact, I was making a point, it was not raised, I was making a point that on the deal in Brulpadda, in the discovery of oil and gas, whatever the case may be, 45% of that is owned by the Canadians. And I think 10% is owned by a company that is South African. In that 10%, the very same Canadians own, I think, 5% of that. I can't remember what was the way in which it was put, but it definitely was not in this way. I changed notes, Chair. I changed book for notes, but I remember that's not what I raised.
That's a summary of what you raised. The summary of what you raised is about 45% is owned by Total, maybe we'll take out the bracket, of the licensing rights to non-South African companies on the proposed oil project. Now the question that arose was how have South African as custodians benefited from this project as per the preamble of the South African Constitution, as there is only one person who is known to be a beneficiary, which is Mr. Ntlego, and the rest is mostly for Canadians.
Yeah, it's one.
Okay. If you are happy, or you are comfortable, you don't have to be here.
If you are comfortable, we will rephrase it as such. Because the point is, it is not consistent with the South African Constitution's preamble. Okay, honorable members, any other matter?
Page 9. First bullet. There. Agashululu ain't coming with Bagusha. THERE. It's not supposed to be. The most critical question is whether there is enough. If it's a Sabu RE, there.
There should be some place where we're referring to that there.
I don't get you. Let me help. If it was a referral on there, then there would have been a hyphen on top of the E. It then changes the meaning. Now the question was, let's read it. The most critical question is whether there is enough gas before, let's go in, that must be taken. There is enough gas before fracking options are considered. Otherwise, even if you take the RE, then it's no longer there. It's the Honorable Mashlams.
I accept that point, but bear with me. I want to go back to the last point that I said. It sits well with me because I realize this point may come back in the near future, and if it's not properly constructed as to what transpired in the meeting, it will be incorrect. I think I made a point that about 45% is owned by, of licensing rights owned by Total, and I broke down the 25% owned by Qatar Petroleum, as well as 20% owned by Canadian Natural Resources.
Wait. Can we hear, listen to the
Honourable? I said 45% owned by Total.
Yeah.
Qatar Petroleum, 25%. Canadian Natural Resources, 20%. And Main Street, 10%. Now, I made a point that in the Main Street company is owned by MTN chairperson called Putuma Ntleko, who is the only director, South African director, who owns up to 51%. And the rest of the Main Street shareholding is held by Canadian company Africa Energy. I think those points are important to note, so that when we deal with that project in the near future, and how or what I was raising about South Africans benefiting from the resources of their own country as enshrined in the Constitution will assist us to move forward.
Okay. Are you comfortable with that, Honorable Members? Don't know how Honorable Mashaula is going to give us the whole breakdown to add. If you want an amendment or a correction, that warrants, in my view, we must get it as a whole and take out that sentence and put the breakdown of the 45% and the rest of the other entities. Okay, if that is the case, we'll do that. Any other matter? Page 9. Page 10. I'm checking whether they are still up. Okay, with the amendments, any?
With the amendments and corrections and additions, any mover for the minutes?
I can sit like you to myself in the sleep. If it needs to be.
No, I move for the adoption of the minutes with the amendments.
Any second, I'll look at time all the way. You still have got a lot of minutes waiting for you. Any second,
I'll second.
Honorable Belangolo, second. You are only on the second first. Remember, you've got 13.
Minutes of the 10th of September, page 1.
Page 2, Chair.
Yes, madam.
Remarks by the Deputy Minister. I think it's second sentence. She tendered an apology that the CAF will not be presenting a strategy because the department, which is the executive, has not gone through the strategy. It still needs to undergo internal process.
By the way, it's not the strategy. Well, anything can be there. Turn around strategy.
Mm.
Okay. Remember? Honorable Kula, I'm on page 4 now.
No, I'm on page 3.
Oh.
You are moving fast.
Because I've got the... ten sets of minutes after this.
Yeah,
but you must do justice.
3.2, Chairman. I don't know if it's correct. The members wanted to know how far the CAF has moved to address transformation, especially the youth. You know, maybe Honorable Malinga and Honorable Phillips can assist to coin English properly in that regard.
Okay. Especially concerning the youth.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying Honorable has made the addition that members wanted to know how the CAF has moved to address transformation, especially concerning, not especially the youth, especially concerning the youth.
Okay. You should leave your
name. I think, Chair, it starts with the first bullet, the issue internal processes. I think we were saying their internal processes, they should have dealt with them before they appeared before the committee. I think that's what we meant.
My main worry is that
I don't think that sentence, it only ends on youth.
Mm.
It was specific, though, more than youth, it was more on women.
Yes.
That is why the, if you remember, the CEO of Petro SA only remembered later that there was a female on their delegation who was not even sitting with them, who was the CFO, but they never, and although he was reprimanded in front of us for with that. So this it should reflect not just concerning youth but in particular women. Remember their delegation, there was not a single one. and until the Petrus ACO remembered and he pointed there, by the way, there is a woman in our delegation. Okay, if you agree. So you are raising what matter, Honorable Malinga?
Yes, Director.
Yeah.
The issue in internal project.
Hmm?
I don't think it should be coined like that, Chair. Because I think it loses its meaning. I think there's something missing there that we said. Actually, we were saying they should have dealt with their internal processes before they came to the portfolio committee.
Okay. Isn't it saying the same thing? I'm trying to.
If I was the scribe, Chair, I would have said that their internal processes could have been addressed long before they appeared before the committee. If I was the scribe.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to, because it says that the issue. The issue, I think, suppose, of their internal processes could have been addressed.
Mm. Mm.
Long before they could appear before the committee, and then it says in brackets, self had, the first should still had, not have.
Had. That's correct.
Hmm?
That's correct. Have had.
Self had ample time to deal with this matter. Yeah. But had ample time. Okay. Let's see. We know what we are saying. Okay. Page 4. I also saw what I was making. I thought you don't have pages. Honorable Kola, Honorable Phillips, Honorable Malin.
Yeah, on the first bulletin, Chair, members wanted to know what is the purpose of having board and management. I don't know if we can put the honorable things, the board and management in its current form, rather than to say board and having board and management, having the board and management in this current form.
What is your problem, Honorable Kola, so that you attend?
No. I'm saying, what is the purpose of having, it reads as, what is the purpose of having board and management? What is the purpose of having the board and management? That we must put there before board. So I think so that we don't put it bluntly as it is, that having board and management, so that we become specific.
What is having the board or a board and management?
Yes, they or a Honorable Phillips and Honorable Man.
I didn't know that Honorable Phillips and Honorable Maniga today they are your editor. let's see, but
the point here, I think for me, the point here was that it's like they don't exist. If you read it in full, it says in this current form, as there are no positive results that are yielded by the CEF. So I'm saying we can find the English to polish whether we say of having a board or this board. Of, in fact, the truth of the matter, it should be this board, because we are talking about what is their current. So it's more or less about the figures, not necessarily the board, because you need the board. But the current figures, characters in the board are the ones that they seem not to be assisting. Honorable Phillips and then Honorable Malin.
Thank you, Chair. There is needs to change as well. It needs to read, members want to know what the purpose is of, and then we can say, having the current board and management.
Okay. Are you happy with your editor's proposal, Honorable Fuller? Honorable Malink? Are you done, Honorable Phillips? Okay. Okay, Honorable Malin.
Bullet 12, Chair. Governance gap. Members wanted to know whether are there any pending disciplinary action except the CSS litigation. Are there any? Or there are any?
Pending disciplinary action. But it can't be disciplinary action. It's disciplinary action. But I think it goes further. Disciplinary action and litigation. Except the SFF. Okay. We're still on page 4. Okay, page 5. Honorable Phillips.
Bullet point number 1 doesn't really make sense. There must be a balance on the Central Energy Fund and not be at the convenience of the minister. What mustn't be at the convenience of the minister?
Honorable Malin, I'll think about that too. And then I'll come to you, Honorable Mteja.
The next bullet, Chair.
Can we deal with this? I thought you were helping us on this.
I'm going to wrong because I know that boards are appointed by the minister.
No. It's not the boards. I think that was a question on the basis that the overall direction on IGAS and other things as a serf are determined by the minister per mandate. That question was in relation, I don't know, but we'll see. That question was in relation when it is only the minister that makes the kind of determination on the mandate, whether it shouldn't be broadened beyond the minister. That's what I remember very well. It was about whether if it is the mandate of the minister, how do you deal with the error of judgment? But the question relates, it's almost like you say, like that there should be a balance on the mandate of IGAS between, yes, itself, and not be, because remember there were certain things that were only at the discretion of the minister. That was the context I understood the question to be in relation. But it was more of a question than, as you see, or a more of a statement than something that is a response. But we can see what how do we handle it. Honorable Phillips, you are still on that one?
Yes, Chair. Okay. If I could suggest, and I don't know if this makes sense then, there must be a balance on the mandate of the CEF and not only be at the discretion of the minister.
But remember, it's a question. It's not.
We can only. For me, I want the way the question, like Honorable Mashaud, I helped us to say, this is where I came from. So that we don't change the statement or the question of the other person. But I think for me, the point here was that what you get out of the mandate is that the convenience of the minister. As a sole, who has got a sole discretion. So remember, there were certain, commercial transactions that were made that were not necessarily an accountable arrangement and on how they were undertaken. So I think that is the context where it comes from. Honorable Malik.
Thank you, Chair. The next one, the second day, should not be there. With reference to positive growth shown at AEMF, members wanted to know whether there is any, that there should be removed there, any collaboration with regards to funding models and how it should be done.
Okay.
Third one, DMRE needs. Then the fourth one, found this bizarre. No due diligence was done. I think here we were long echo able to go to Azane ba Bagbone Gungeko right to go to this company was not vetted. So I'm not sure how it's crafted there.
Okay, can we, I think the
issue there, although I don't want to take out bizarre, but I think the matter there should say, with reference to the South Sudan deal, members wanted to know if FSS did not conduct any vetting with the companies they were trading with, or did not conduct any vetting or due diligence with the companies they entered into contract with. Yes. And but also to say, and what were the guarantees of returns on such deals?
Question.
Yes. Zibambi. Now I understand why Kula is consulting with you. Okay. Any other matter, honorable members? Honorable Ted. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, also in page 4, I think bullet point number 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, still move on with that. Where it says clarity was sought on the negotiations between SEF and Sasol as to who is going to do the job between Petro SA and Sasol. I also need a clarity also here as to, I don't understand this question as it is. I don't understand the sentence actually. Was it the one that I said, why would self-negotiate on behalf of Sasol, because Sasol is a private company. Was it that one? Because on page 5, I also see almost a similar sentence where it says gas pipeline in Mozambique, 25% South African government, 25% Mozambican government, and then 50% Sasol. That's why I don't understand which is which there. Am I making sense, Chairperson?
Yes.
Thank you.
But I thought the question is exactly like you are saying, Jairson.
I thought your question was, except if we have to add something, your question, that the clarity that was sought was, why, who was conducting negotiations between SAF, maybe the point that was not is not entered properly, between SAF and Sasol. And if it was SAF, how could they do that on behalf of a private entity? If you want us to put it in that fashion, but we thought the clarity was on who was conducting negotiations and who was going to perform the actual job between the two.
Yeah, I think let's put it in that way, the way you say it now. So that it can't,
then your answer then on the side, we can deal with it whether it is proper. You remember now, sorry, I said to you, if you had adopted this minute, your question then would have been relevant, because you would have adopted this minute and you would have got a sense of what was the response, but it's still not over yet. Okay, now we will do that. We will put something that says, if you are happy, especially when Sasol is a private company.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the government cannot, that one can't negotiate on its behalf on private companies.
Now, so Buzala, so Tinasfarajela, what now Mbuzo or Buzala? Yeah. I'm going to move finger and angle the wifu suti and gang paint wool. Honorable Malin?
We are on page 5, Chief.
Yes.
Responses from SAF.
Yes.
The DM agreed on the issue of gender balance and concurred with the committee that women cannot, supposed to be concurred with the committee.
And she didn't say, and she didn't say to see in the future the statistics improve, not be improved. It's an emphatic be.
Should be improved.
Should improve, or must improve, either of the two. Sometimes they say should is a doubting word. They say this must is a compelling word. Should is a doubting word. It's an optional exercise. I see. Kula, we have put ourselves in English. Okay. Any other matter?
Bullet 123. Naming your consultant, naming any editor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, values. I think it's supposed to be value in rents, not values.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Oh my gosh. Any other match?
Page 6, Chair. Page 6, yes. What's the purpose of us putting the department in brackets? Because it's the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy should update the committee on the appointment on the acting positions by all entities and its subsidiaries.
Take
it,
take analysis out. Thank you. Are we done?
When it is coming to brief the committee. Same page, the second bullet. The Department of Mineral Resources should update the committee when it is coming to brief the committee. Mind you, when is coming? Oh, no, that's correct, because there's a date there.
No, it's still the same.
It's still it.
Your it might be better.
Mm.
Or you take out, you can only take out is when coming to brief the committee on oath. When coming, you take out is.
Mm.
Okay. We are trying, but very slow, but very precise. Okay, if we are done, honorable members, any mover, any seconder? Honorable Phillips.
I'll move to adopt the minutes, thanks, Chair.
With the amendment. Okay. Any seconder? Honorable Malin.
Second.
That's when you point the movie days at Chair and has number.
I think it's somewhere it's contained.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't understand the word. It's contained somewhere. Yeah, there is, I'll check for you.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Honorable members, minutes of the 8th. I'm carrying the 8th in
there.
You see, you are supposed to be on 8th. Any page 1?
Again, I'll have that problem. May I indicate that I want to speak on 2.2, 2.3, Chair?
I will tell you when you are there. Page 1, all the attendance. Page 2. Page 3. 2.2 on page 3.
Chair, I want to speak on 2.2, bullet number 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The sentence reads, Lily Mine case optimum. Don't you think it's high time to consider expropriate right to business transaction. Have you looked making the law much more reasonable for business? I think that sentence needs some reworking. Chair, if you agree, let me move to bullet 12. 9, 10, 11, 12. SFF matter specifically reference a former minister and a role. Members wanted to know why is that being left out. Can't we find a better way to put that sentence?
Which one?
The last one, sir.
SFF.
Page 3.
Matter. Specifically, can't we say SFF matter specifically refer to a former minister and a role? I will hear from you, Chair, if you agree. I will move to 2.3. Bullet number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If the department had not appealed a particular case, it makes it a point that it complies with the law. I don't understand that point. Maybe some clarity would suffice. Bullet number 6. Chair, with regard to the Karoo case, the DMR will comply with the law in a manner that the court has directed. The court has indicated that the decision is null and void. I remember the DG going to town explaining that the fracking was the one that the court ordered it must not proceed. However, did not prohibit other environmentally friendly ways to deal with the shale gas in Karoo. Hence, when we're listening to the BRRRs of CGS and I can't remember which one, they said together they are busy with
Sanedi.
Yes, it's Sanedi. Yeah, they're busy with the, I just forget the term they used. It's not fracking, but it's something that has to dig with. And I asked that question that, but when we received the court presentations, we were told that it was null and void. And then the DG again, the acting DG, it was Ntokozo, she explained in detail that they have been barred from fracking, but they were not barred from using other environmentally friendly ways of getting oil or gas out of. So I'm saying, Chair, that point has been made, and I think it must find its way in the minute. Thanks.
On the fracking.
Rather, we just take it as it is.
Chair.
Yeah.
The reference to BRRRs was to demonstrate that this point was made and was later made on which premise. But now we are dealing with the minutes of the presentation of the court cases.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Any other matter, honorable members? Page 4. Samukul.
Now, on 2.3, Chairperson, bulletin number 2, it reads with regard to the City of Cape case. So I don't know if it's Cape Colon or Cape Town. Maybe if we can have that particular clarity. Cape Town, okay. On bulletin number 5, if the department has not appealed a particular case, it makes it a point that it complies with the law. I don't know if it's proper to use two past terms in one sentence, Honorable Phillips. I think it should read, if the department has not appealed a particular case, it makes a point that it complies with the law.
On a point of order. On a point of order to Honorable Kul. Honorable Kula doesn't seem to be following. That's the point I raised. And it wonders us to raise one and the same point again. I raised this point that I don't understand its meaning. So I'm raising an order on Honorable Kula of flipping and coming back.
No, Chairperson, that's on a point of order.
No, it would have been an order if you were raising something that is not in the
meeting. I assume, I don't want to say you were not listening. I assume maybe we failed to give clarity on the matter. Okay, we gave the answer. I can help. Honorable Phillips.
If I can rephrase it, it might answer the question. If the department does not appeal a particular case, that indicates that the department will comply with the law.
It complies with all the cases that it does not appeal. That's all. When they don't appeal a case, they comply with the outcomes of the court. But we can put it in any way. It's still the same thing. The other one is a longer version of the sentence. The other one can be a shorter version of the sentence. Okay. Number one, I think Honorable Masao, we must take out on that bullet point. That's my understanding. On the before you arrive at point 3, the second bullet from bottom, we take out the court has indicated that the decision is null and void. There can be a court decision that is null and void. We take out that court decision is null and void. Secondly, the answer my understanding is that with regards to the Carroll case, the DMR will comply with the outcome or with the judgment in the manner that the court has made the determination. remember, that's why I was saying that matter we dealt with it there. The determination was that the manner in which is fracking was the one that the court had ruled that it was irregular, but they never took away other forms of technologies, whatever that might be, that could be applied. Which doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, it's a different matter for another day. Even those ones will not be challenged in court if people feel. But at this stage, they said they will comply with the outcomes of the court with regards to the current basin case as per the direction of the court. On cost, the department is waiting for the state attorney's office. Because it's not one cost. Not on cost, such determinations will be made. Okay. Any other matter, honorable members there? Honorable Paul.
On page 5, I don't know if I'm correct. The last point before.
Nah, I don't want to hear me showing, but it's okay. The last point, I suppose.
Yes. Before adjournment, it reads under 3.1, bulletin number 2. That it was prudent for the department to look on the failures of the previous bill and to try and address those failures before they are tabled to Parliament. So I was saying that it was prudent for the department to look on the failures of the previous bill and try to address those failures before the bill is tabled to Parliament. Because if you present it in this form, it's as if you are tabling the failures before Parliament.
Thank you, Chair. It should also read for the department to look at the failures, not on the failures. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Are you comfortable with that editing?
No, I'm comfortable with that.
Honorable Malin.
Chairperson, I'm not sure whether my eyesight is failing me. I thought we did say to the department that we should see all the litigation cases before they go to court, so that this committee will decide. I think that the cost aspect that you're on, that bullet point, we were talking about that. Because we also asked how much it has cost to the department on this litigation, if my memory serves me right, Chair.
Or maybe it's in the bush.
Chair, I don't know how we're going to tackle this because, yes, it was raised, that point, but the response is captured in the department's response that they could not list all the cases as there were more than 70 cases that are in front of the courts involving the department. Maybe we need to reflect that it was raised by members and then the response was as follows.
No? Honorable members, the issue of the costs was based on an our assessment whether is there one. Can you switch off that one of whether was value for money on the cases that they were taking to court. The problem, Honorable Maling, now we never raised the issue or agree on the issue of prior presentation of the presentation of pending cases, because at the end of the day, it doesn't lie with the committee whether they challenge ours as an accountability platform, whether they are doing the right thing, some of the cases when they come and present. That's why on top of what Honorable Mashaule is talking about, was that there were cases that were pending that they couldn't include, because those cases are a subject whether they pursue them or not. I think that is the issue, but
The question was that we needed for them to give us the cost so that we can see how much are we spending on cases that we could, we've been expecting them sometimes to negotiate about them instead of going to court and find themselves in litigation. That's my understanding of the state attorney's cost implication. Okay. Any other matter? Ms. Arash. Any mover? Honorable Malenga.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move that we adopt the minutes with all the amendments.
Any seconder?
Honorable Masaule.
I second the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
The next of minutes is the 8th of October.
The 8th of October, page 1. The beautiful R. Page 2. Page 3.
Page 2, Chair.
Yes, sir.
On your comments, the last sentence, he reported that he is still engaging with management and is hoping that in the next few weeks, there will be a researcher, especially for mineral resources section. A researcher, not B researcher.
Okay. At least there is another secretary. Yeah. Note that too. Okay. Honorable Kajo.
Thanks, Chair. On the first page, I don't see the Honorable Ngumalo's name, though. I'm quite certain he was there.
Honorable Ngumalo's name, can it be recorded? Don't worry, Kajo. When I was doing sub B, I was doing standard 3. I was written on the noisemakers when I was not at school.
But Chair, can you assist me? I don't know the things of sub B and whatnot. You must use grade.
That's why. That's grade 5.
Thanks.
I'm grade 2.
No, sub B is grade 2. I'm saying I was in standard 3. So that's grade 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so that point of view, great. Now, the full second of standards.
Yeah, it's a second
of okay. Yes, we're going to page 2. Page 3, page 4, Honorable Malenga and then Honorable Kola.
Page 3, Chairperson, attributable, ANLPs. Mshutu attributed, because they experienced this because of Petro SA.
Which is what? Where?
First sentence, it was reported that Safe Group realized deficit for the year, which is mainly attributable to the financial performance. It's not attributed, attributable. I'm not saying it's wrong, but...
Yes. Is it attributable or is it attributed?
Attributable is correct.
Now we have to use the whole song.
Okay, let's take your attributed. But how do you have a sentence that says deficit? And then you say it's attributed to the financial performance. Eh? Is it not non-performance? Because it says it can't have a deficit if it is performance. I'm saying if it was reported that Surf Group realized deficit for the year, which is mainly attributed to the financial performance of Petro SA. Surely if Petro SA has got a negative, it cannot be on their performance, it's on their non-performance, financial non-performance. Or negative performance. Either way, it's either their financial negative performance or their financial non-performance.
Yeah.
Honorable Malinga and then Honorable Phillips.
I'm not saying the word is wrong, Chair. Because if you read it with the sentence, it's correct with what you're raising now. The deficit is as a result of Petro SA. Attributable, it means they are the cause.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we can remain with attributable and then bring in negative performance or negative performance. At least it tells you that there is something. Non-performance is like there was completely nothing.
Poor financial performance.
No, it says. It says the deficit, then that's how I understood. Because the deficit in SAF was caused by Petro SA. Now, if you say Petro SA is financial performance, it actually gives an impression that that performance is in the positive. Now, I'm saying for someone who reads, you can't have a deficit but also a financial performance.
Correct.
It can be negative performance or non-performance, either of the two. It means then by implication, it then made them to be on a deficit.
Thank you, Chair. I would prefer attributed to the financial, and then performance is just a verb, so it depends on what comes before it, which describes it, but to put non-performance there is not a problem at all. It just reinforces what you're trying to say. Thank you.
Okay. Done? At least no one would, they will get the message. Honorable Malin?
I think, Chairperson, paragraph 2 answers your concern. This is a matter of concern and intervention is required. Petro SA continue to make a loss in the current year. I think this answers your
the financial performance.
Remember, your sentence at the end of the day stands on its own. Okay. Let's continue. Page 4. Page 4.
2.1 number 1. Clarity was sought on the issue of Petro SA being technically insolvent at a company as opposed to the group at a company level as opposed to the group level.
Isn't it supposed to be as a company?
As a
company. As opposed to? No, as a company. So that's what they say. Petros A as a company is technically insolvent.
Yeah.
As a company. But as part of the group of self-companies, it is. Oh, but at a group level, remember, they said they've got other entities,
Ghana
and so forth. So, as a company, but at a group level, it is. Yeah, so we take out insolvent and then take the as a company instead of adding as a company as opposed. At a group level. As of the 31st March 2019, it can't be just open.
I remember I was the one who asked this question. And at the end, we said to them, why didn't you write it like that? And I can see the minute followed their kind of writing, because when you say Petro SA being technically insolvent at a company as opposed to the group level, you do need to specify when we speak about the group level, and that's the point we're making, which other, because we didn't know that Petro SA has got a group level and has got Petro SA Ghana and something else, I can't remember what was it. So it to me, this English makes it as if we're talking about Petro SA and Petro SA Ghana. I'm not sure whether you get me. So it should emphasize that we're talking about Petro SA. Probably you can say Mosselbe if you want, was technically insolvent, but Petro SA the group, including its subsidiaries like your Petro SA Ghana and all of that, are viable financially. Well, this does not make sense, but it makes sense.
The problem with that is Petro SA as a company in South Africa.
Yes.
And then there's Petro SA, not Mosselbe.
Yes, God.
Because when you go to Mosselbe, you may not find Petro SA, you'll have to go to Johannesburg. It's the refinery that you get in Mosselbe. Now, I thought this was saying from the point of a company. That, unfortunately, even your minutes, by the way, when you write them, you have to write them according to what they said. It was a true reflection of what they said. The only part is what you say, that whether we should include i.e. Petro SA Ghana, etc. So that it's clear that the group of companies includes these others. But you can't finish them. One thing was, you can't finish those
group of companies there. So I would suggest that instead we can leave it as it is and then say at a group level, i.e. Petro SA Ghana, etc. as of the 31st March 2019. If that's what they said. So that is not, Because somebody would look at it as 31st March, he wouldn't know at one which year. You see. Okay. We will add that. Ne? Honorable Numa.
Thanks, Chair. On the same.
Are you consulting with Petro S.A. Khan?
on the same point, Chair, the technical insolvent. I think it's supposed to read as technically insolvent.
Or technically insolvent.
Yes.
Double L.
Why? Yes, sir. And on the second bullet, Chair, has been weak. The weak. We're weak,
what's that? Don't you think the department is a weak? With the way it is. Okay. Any other matter?
Sorry, Chair, just to take it back to page 5, 3.2, the first bullet point. With regard to fake permits, the department has a full prevention policy and would welcome. No comma.
So didn't it say and would welcome any detailed information in order to investigate such?
He must,
it's a minute now. We're talking about what the minute says.
Wait with your grievance. You will entertain the, when we come back, say, you said we must give you information, we are giving you, you have not acted.
Yeah.
But I think here what it says is that in order to investigate such allegations. So it means we would welcome any detailed information in order to investigate such allegations. Honorable Phillips.
Thank you, Chair. And then on point 4 there, it says the department get budget. Is it the department gets a budget at the beginning of the year? Or should get? Or
I think it says the department gets its budget at the beginning of the year. About 206 million paid for leases and due diligence is done on all invoices. Get its budget.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other matter? I'm flexible. Okay. Page 7. Okay, honorable call.
I don't like how
this respond is going from the department. They will reduce what is in storage and come up with a strategy of how to rectify the merger, which they can report to the committee at a later stage. They can, which they must or should. Because when you say can, you give them an option that they can either do it or not do it.
And will report to the committee at a later, as requested, as and when requested. It's not their choice. That's how they say. It is correct, and then we say to rectify the matter and will report to the committee as and when requested. That's what they say. So any time when you call them, they will be ready to account. Okay. Any other matter? Do you think, I don't know what happened there. If it doesn't fall, with regard to gas master plan and vacancy rates, but there's no response on the gas master plan, there's only a response on the vacancy rate. So it should be on vacancy rate instead. Not the gas master plan, because it's not talking anything. It says the department responded that they will, or they follow, not they will, not they follow. They follow the guidelines issued by DPSA on not filling vacancies. The teacher requested a certain response with regards to filling of vacancies. Honorable Phillips.
Thank you, Chair. I'm a little bit concerned about 2.2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where it says geysers, fruitless expenditure relates to storage costs associated with the acquiring of those geysers. 2.2. Yeah, page 4. Bullet point number 5. The storage costs were not really associated with the acquiring of those geysers. It was to do with something else. I mean, the timing or the non-installation, or I'm not quite sure, but.
Where are we?
2.2, bullet point number 5. Fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Because acquiring the geysers were not the problem. The problem was that they were not installed.
Which one? Fruitless and wasteful expenditure?
Yes.
DOE entered into a contract for the manufacturing of geysers. Fruitless expenditure related to the storage cost associated with the acquiring of those geysers. Isn't it because the question of the storage is the one that the AG, because that's the AG who was reporting, to say the reason, amongst other things, they got the qualified audit opinion, it was not just on the acquiring of the giver, it is on the consequence, which is the storage. So remember, in that contract, it was not only about manufacturing them. In building the contract is storage, which then they were saying they should have done the geysers when already there was a way of dispensing with them. So that is the point then that made them to get that. So if you read it, it's a response of the AG. It's not us.
Okay, thank you.
Now, for us, when we went and discussed, that's when we had the view, was in any way necessary. That is our view. That is necessary. From the reason they got that qualified audit, it's exactly that contract.
Yeah.
Including two things, if I remember very well. The second one was a formula that was not compatible with what it supposed. But in the system that they were using, it should have been exactly the same system when they were changing. But they used, I think it's the Free State contract. They should have made it a point that that system exactly fits with what they were utilizing. So those were the basis for so I think here is responses of the AG on why they gave them the qualified audit and their bad performance, by the way. Okay. Something is missing. There's something here that there I can say it's fitting here. If we miss it in the response of the, because remember those things were separated by what we're doing, and we might have been wrong. I'm trying to check for it somewhere where the department had sought what they said. They sought an independent. It's a report. That's what they sought an independent audit opinion outside that of the AG. So we have to reflect on that, because we ended up taking the decision based on that. So it has to. I don't know where we find it, because that is vote 29. That's when the. I want to check if you know the questions.
No, it's not there, Chair. But you're right, but we can take it from the report, Chair. Remember, it's in the report. So we can include it. Yeah. We can include it somewhere by 5, Chair.
You must put 2 things.
Mm.
Yeah. All the responses, you must put the response of the department. The minister.
Yeah. The minister was the one also who raised the issue that they respect and recognize that the AG is the final arbiter and they will comply and work with, so that we put that thing to rest. Yeah.
But also the response,
yeah.
Because there was a response to that. Okay. Yes. Page 7. Okay. Any mover with the amendment?
We're moving.
You are left with 25 minutes. 20 minutes.
We're moving.
Thank you.
Yeah, I also moved Chairperson.
Okay. I don't have a problem with sitting in my chair. I think one of the lamas around it. Let me have my water.
Oh, I second.
Okay. I'm not worried. I speak like this. Minutes of the. Oh, this committee can work. How many days?
3.
Minutes of the 9th. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6.
Sorry, 9.
Your question is addressed. See. On page 6. Page 7. One question I must never ask. There is an answer on page 7. Attention.
Page 7.
Not for me to show you. I'm at the limit minute now. But I'm just saying your answer is there in page 7. 3.4.3. Page 7. Page 8. About a tremendous bonus in some. Page 9. Yes,
well. I will for the adoption of the report.
Are you a beneficiary of those bonuses? You know, I'm looking, switch off that thing. I'm looking at this thing. No, I think I agree with you. You know, these people, they are so easy to commit themselves. What is today is the 5th. They have never written and say, we ask for an extension. Okay, but we are dealing with minutes, let's leave it. They were the first ones to tell us about this thing. By the way, it's the same thing the department. Where is that lady who said, I put my head on the block? I don't think now, if we were to look for her head now. No, she was the one who said, definitely, I put my head on the block. Yeah. I don't know now, I must phone and ask the DG boss, we want the head of that lady. Yes, we want the head of that lady now. Yes. You know what we said, by the way? It's only Petro SA that we gave this thing and the SEF. Even Petro SA and SEF, they wanted to give us, said no, by the 10th of this month. They would have had a turnaround strategy. And we said we are giving them until January.
Yeah.
Even this one, I can tell you, it's the 31st. The 31st is gone now. But it's life of Parliament. So that is not true. Honorable, you want to second the adoption?
Just a comment, Chair. I think maybe on about the 20th of December you need to summons that lady to come to Parliament so that she can have a really miserable Christmas.
Any second, Honorable Malay?
I second the adoption of the minister.
I did say this thing. When your principal is present, you put your own head on it. Now, you must tell the DG we want that head. Honorable members, minutes of
the 10th. This one is very short. Point 2. Yeah. Nothing, man. Page 3. Yeah, you must confirm the meeting ended at 8. Maybe you want to correct and say it ended at 8:30. Okay. Any mover?
I move for the adoption of this short report.
I second you.
You know, if you are doing well, honorable members, 1, 2, 3, 4 only that you are left with. Minutes of the 15th October. Minutes of the 15th October, page 2.
Chair, I wish to speak on 2.2, bullet number 3. It says entity not taking the committee seriously. And then in brackets it says joined the organization from 2003. I wonder what that was, what it means. I remember Honorable Ntenjan saying, no wonder you don't take the committee serious, referring to the acting CEO. Maybe it's because you have been around for quite some time, since 2003, but he was not saying the entity does not take the portfolio committee serious because it probably was established in 2003. Was referring to the CEO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
we will put it that the acting, so part of the issues raised by members was the fact that if was the feeling that the CEO, acting CEO, doesn't take this committee seriously, maybe it's because he joined the organization long ago, which is 2003. Yeah, that's right. We'll deal with that.
The bullet point number 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Decommission and decontamination, is the money be spent? If not, why not? I don't think it's correct to say, is the money be spent? And I suggest that it becomes I don't know whether it intended to say, has the money been spent or what, but something is amiss there, Chair. Bullet point number 14, 11, 12, 13, 14. Conversion? Question mark. Was it obtained legally? I don't know what that is supposed to mean. Bullet point 14.
It's supposed to be conversion.
Of what? If it's conversion, of what? Was it obtained legal? What was obtained legal? That's the point I'm trying to make.
Conversation.
Which conversation? The conversation on the social media.
This is the problem. It's what Honorable Mita is saying. We didn't.
Yeah, you're correct, Chair. I think the question was raised by Honorable Malam that the WhatsApp conversations,
yeah,
were they obtained legally?
Yes.
So it must flow with our conversation as the committee.
Let's just say the social media, well, the social media conversation obtained in a legal manner.
Yeah.
Officially and in a legal manner.
Lastly, Chair, because point 2 speaks about the presentation by organized labor, 2.2 speaks of the discussion by members, 3.1 speaks about presentation by Nexa. I am of the view that the discussion by members should come after both presentations, because we did not interact with the presentation one by one. We let them present, both of them. That is why our comments cut across. So if you have a situation where it's the presentation of Nehawu, it's our discussions, it's the presentation of Nexa, and it's our discussion, it becomes a bit it doesn't flow, because most of us, after both presentations, we did some comparison to say what the acting CEO and what Nehawu was saying. For instance, let me give an example. Nehawu said they sponsored a turnaround strategy. The acting CEO says, I've never seen that turnaround strategy. Now, if you separate us interacting with the presentation of Nehawu and that one, the flow is killed in the process.
Now, let's make it simple. If you... if you look at the comments or questions left by members, it does tell you that. I think it's correct what you say. We'll just take it, because what we did, which was different, was that on the time when members were making comments or questions, they were specifically started by asking from the union. And when we were done, it then went back to the management. And the management, at some point in their response, there was then this cross information. So I think we can do that. I don't think they will take that and put it on this side. Okay, any other matter, honorable members? If we... oh, it's just a correction on the interventions made on the last bullet on the resolution of the committee. Okay. Dan, any mover? Honorable Kona?
I'm so moved.
Got a walk on the walk on. Walk on the next. Yes. Any mover? I'm not wearing a coat. You can ask intentionally to do it on your behalf.
Honorable Matale.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Okay.
As amended.
Honorable Malinga. Members who are left with...
Seconded, Chair.
Okay. Minutes of the... am I correct? 22nd.
Yes.
16. We don't have one. I don't have one. We don't have one. So don't worry. We will deal with them some other day. Minutes of the 22nd. Yaku. Page 2.
Nothing. We also are adopting any mover or seconder. No. Any mover or seconder. Honorable Mashauli.
Chair, I had noted that the presentations there were adopted by Honorable Mailam and seconded by Honorable Phillips. I thought she would take an opportunity to move for the adoption, but I move for the adoption of those minutes.
Okay. Any seconder? Well, they adopted the transport committee report. Okay. Minutes of the, I mean, this is a gap here. Minutes of the 29th.
Besides that, we don't have them, Chair.
You don't have them?
No.
No, we do. You don't have them.
Oh, electronic. I think it's fine.
No, I'm not. No, me. But they're not long.
It's where the minister was making the IRP presentation. Page 2. Is that right? Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
Huh?
Oh. Honorable Mashauli.
No, you must always test people whether they are still here.
I may not be accurate about the dates, but there was two meetings that Honorable Nyonzo attended. I'm not sure whether it's these ones.
No,
or
he
not.
Was present on this one.
Last week.
No,
last.
He was also present on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Yeah, 29 and 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did not.
Okay. Thank you for your guidance. Honorable Phillips.
Will we get the updated minutes electronically?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Any mover?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes as amended.
Okay. Any seconder? Honorable Malinga?
Seconded, Chair.
Done. Thank you. Minutes of the 30th. Page 1. The thing of him is here. He was present.
Yes.
Page 2. Honorable Mashauli.
I'm not sure whether, because it just came to me, but I don't see a point that you made that moving forward in the absence of a provision in the rules book of how we deal with the rejection, objections, we should go and look at ways in which in our different political space we can't have house rules in a committee of how we tackle such things moving forward. Whether a member would object for something that they have raised when we were discussing the report of the minutes, or they are welcome to raise an objection and specify even things that they did not speak about. There is a point that you gave us as a homework in our different political parties on how we can find each other in an unwritten rule. Thanks.
No.
I think there are three resolutions. The first one, I must agree. The first one is one that is contained here. The second one is the one that said, I've already started, although it has verbatim level, is the one that said the chair will seek from the presiding officer clarity on the proper application and interpretation of Rule 1664, ne?
1666.
No,
6 subsection 4.
Yes, yeah, subsection 4. Yes, 166 subsection 4. Secondly, we said we urge members to go back to their parties, looking at that section, find a way and assist us on how best, because in section 1, is it one still 1664, ne? Where, no, it's not that one. There's a section that talks about a committee, except if it is dealing with its own internal, develop its own internal processes. What will be that interpretation? No, it's not. There's some way it says the role of the committee. It says it should report on any matters referred to it or is dealing with to the NA. But then there's part where it says it may not report on matters that concerning their own internal processes. Whether, for instance, as an example, if the manner in which we speak in the meeting as we chair, that's an internal arrangement. But can you say that rule is an internal arrangement if it's prescribed? So, but we're working on that one. On this one, I think the House Chair was the Bandung member was. Umar, yes. She said, I don't know who is not around. We will meet with that person when he's around and look at what is the proper interpretation.
1662A. A committee must report to the assembly on all other decisions taken by it except those decisions concerning its internal business.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Whether if we agree on our own arrangement, will it fall under that section? Or something, but we still say that that resolution stands, that members should also try and assist us in interacting with their own principals. Okay, honorable members, any mover then with those two amendments, any mover of the minutes? Honorable Malinga.
Chairperson, I move that the committee adopts the minutes with the additions or amendments. Thank you.
Any seconder?
Chair, I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. I've got no intention to add any other minute except to say, honorable members, we will be meeting next week. Ne? Okay. No, there's a potential that even the minister is not around, but we will check. We'll meet next week, Tuesday, honorable members. Tomorrow, this generous chairperson, this so generous chairperson, is giving you a day off. Just go and relax and enjoy. Unfortunately, there might be plenaries of parliament that I've got no powers over. Thank you very much.